everybody. So we are so excited today. This is the Hallmarkies podcast. We have a very, very special guest here to talk to us about the about some of our upcoming projects and When Calls the Heart. We have Ava Grace Cooper is here.
Hi.
Hi. This is so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what we usually ask our guests to do is just to introduce yourself and tell us, how did you get started acting?
Well, I started my first role. It was a short film called Evil Plans. And then I started in a movie called Edge of 17.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Did you just really like to act? And you told your mom, like, I want to be in movies? Or
My brother was an actor when he was 3. He started his first commercial.
Okay.
And then I realized what he was doing, and I just really liked it, and I wanted to do it.
That's really cool. What do you like about acting?
Meeting all the new people, and then I just get to know them, and they're all my friends.
Yeah, that's really cool. I bet. Well, so what is it like to play Opal?
Well, it's really fun because I know Peter, he's one of the directors, and he always, when I meet him there, he always asks me to pull his finger, and then I pull his finger, and he makes a fart noise.
Oh, no. That's funny. What do you like about Opal as a character?
I love how she's just so brave and exciting.
Yeah, she's the best. She honestly is one of our favorites of the whole show. We love Leland and Roseberry and Philip and Opal. Those are our favorites. So, would you say that you're really different from Opal, or do you think you have things in common?
I have lots in common.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So if you were going to Hope Valley School, who do you think you'd be friends with over the other kids?
Everyone.
Everyone. Do you think you'd like going to school in Hope Valley with this? After your teacher? Yeah. So do you have a favorite scene that you played with Opal?
The sleepover scene.
Oh, that was cute.
Because we had a pillow fight and we sang songs and we drank hot chocolate, uh-huh. And it was really funny when Rosemary came with a cake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it felt like almost like a real sleepover.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really fun. So what was it like when you had to act in the fire scenes?
Well, it was really fun because I had a gas mask on. And then when I got my cue, I dropped it and I ran outside. Uh-huh. And then I got carried by Carson and Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. You had to try to pretend that you were in such peril.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting carried by Jack. Very good. So what was it like for you doing those scenes where, when Jack died and you did that scene with Aaron?
It was really sad, 'cause he's a big part of the show. We'll really miss him, but it's good for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was that hard to cry and to get that emotion in your acting?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, what did you do to get ready for that?
I just thought of some sad things that happened in my life.
Uh-huh. You could connect with.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So is it fun working with Aaron?
Yes, very, very fun.
Yeah.
Because she always, like, surprises me with stuff and always gives me hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So you, and have you been on the show the whole time, or were you, I can't remember.
I started in season 3.
Oh, season 3. Okay, cool. Yeah, do you feel like Opal has grown over 3 seasons, her character?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And are you excited for the new season?
I mean, yeah, very, very excited.
Ooh.
It has lots of good scenes.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. Yeah, very exciting. And the were you in the new movie? What's that movie?
Christmas movie? Or, yes.
Oh, good. Was that fun?
Yeah, very, very fun.
Yeah. Some of our favorites are the Christmas movies. of all the shows, because I don't know, they just do a really good job. It just fits, Christmas fits Hope Valley so well.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you been able to make friends with the other kids? They're such great kids on that.
They're all my friends.
Uh-huh. That's really cool. We interviewed Lila Fitzgerald earlier in the summer, and she said the same thing, that it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We always hang out on set all the time and play lots of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have a school there on set?
Yes.
Yeah. So you go to classes, you do your studies with the other kids?
Yeah.
Cool. That's great. All right. Well, so you were in Mingle All the Way. That must have been really fun, that movie.
Yeah, it was. All the producers were so nice. And Jen Lilly, she actually has an album out right now.
Yes.
And Grant Doherty, he was really fun to work with. And April Telick and Jessica Carroll.
Yeah. Yeah, we love Jen Lilly. She's been on our show twice, and she's just the nicest person. We love her. Yeah. How cool. And you got to wear some fun costumes in that movie.
Yeah. My favorite was the elf costume.
Yes, it was so cute. Yeah, and I liked the little chef's hat. That was fun. What's it like shooting sort of scenes like that? Is it stressful at all, or
no, not at all?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, is it hard to learn your lines?
No,
you're good. You're a pro. You got it. Yeah, that's good. You just work on it at night to be ready.
Yeah, and my mom helps me, and she goes through it with me. So, yeah.
Very cool. Good. All right. So you have one more coming out, Midnight Kiss with Carlos and Vega. What's that one like?
It was really, really fun. And the producers were from Mingle All the Way too.
Oh, good.
And everybody was just so nice and down to earth.
Very cool. It's a New Year's movie.
My director, JB Sugar, I remember one thing that he always played some music in between scenes.
Oh, good. That helps you relax.
Well, like when he played music, everybody was up dancing.
Oh, nice. That's cool. Well, Carlos is very talented, so musician, so. That must be fun. Yeah, very cool. Do you do fun stuff at New Year's?
Yeah, we actually just went to go see Van Dusen Gardens the other night.
What's that?
It's like lights on trees and stuff, and there's a carousel there, and hot chocolate and everything.
That sounds amazing, right out of a Hallmark movie. Yeah. Sounds magical. All right, well, you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, P people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
You're doing amazing. So I have just some silly questions to finish off the interview. So, all right. What is your favorite holiday drink? Hot cocoa or cider? Or what's your favorite?
Hot cocoa.
Yeah. Do you like it with whipped cream? And
yes, I love it with whipped cream and tiny sprinkles of candy canes.
Yum. That sounds delicious. All right. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
I like candy canes.
Yeah, very good. All right, what is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
Well, I'm musical theater right now. I do musical theater, and we're doing a song called There Is a Santa Claus, and that's probably my favorite song right now.
Oh, I haven't heard of that one. Cool. Yeah, so you do plays as well?
Yeah.
How do you do it all? You're amazing.
Thank you.
What play are you in now?
A Christmas one right now. Mm-hmm.
Christmas concert, kind of?
Yeah, Christmas concert.
Wow, that's amazing. All right. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
The Grinch.
The latest one? Or the old one?
The old one.
Okay. Fun. Cool. Yeah, I love that song. That's my favorite part. It's very funny. All right. What is your favorite holiday tradition? Like decorating the tree or just any kind of tradition that you like to do?
Decorating the tree?
Yeah. Pretty fun. I see it behind you. Very cool. All right. What's the best Christmas present that you've either gotten or given?
Probably the American Girl I got from my brother. She looks exactly like me.
Oh my gosh. You got it from your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. Does she have a name?
Isabel.
Nice. That's my niece's name.
Ooh, really?
I approve. Very cool. Yeah, I love American Girl dolls. When I was around your age, I got a Molly doll. And I don't know if they have Molly anymore, but they used to. She was like a World War II girl.
Cool.
And yeah, it was really cool. So I had Samantha and I had Molly. They were my girls. And my sister had Felicity and Kirsten. And so... Anyway, all right. So, which do you like better, Scrooge or the Grinch?
I have to be the Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch. All right. Clear lights or colored?
Colored, definitely.
Okay, good. Snowball fight or building a snowman?
Snowman.
Okay. All right. Would you say you're a good gift wrapper?
No.
No. Just let your mom do that part. Yeah, very good. All right, last question. Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
I have one that is a dog with a Santa beard and lights, flashy lights on them.
That sounds fun. Yeah, cool. All right, well, great. Well, we're so excited to have you on When Calls the Heart coming up, and the movie, and then these movies, and you're just the best. You're such a great young lady.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Thank you.
Do you want to share your Twitter or your other social media?
My Twitter is Ava G. Cooper.
Great. I'll have that in the description. People could follow you. And thanks again. And we'll look forward to hopefully we can talk again another time.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks so much to Ava and her family for letting us talk with her today. She's such a delight, so much fun. And make sure you're watching her movie, Midnight Kiss, coming up, and When Calls the Heart movie, and When Calls the Heart. And we'll be really excited to be covering When Calls the Hallmarkies starting, I think, in February. So that will be really great. So let us know what you think and your favorite Opal moment. Put in the comments or let us know on Twitter. If you're following the podcast, Hallmarkies Pod, on Instagram, Twitter, all of our social media. Follow me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes and on YouTube. And thanks again. And we will talk to you all later. Bye. Merry Christmas.